The commission investigating the 9/11 attacks and the government's response will issue its final report later this month. Afterwards, the panel will dissolve. But many people will not accept the mystery of the attacks as solved. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the army of 9/11 skeptics who doubt the full truth will ever come out.
When the Warren Commission said a lone gunman shot President Kennedy, skeptics relied on old media to create a universe of alternative explanations. Now the Internet has become a playground for ideas about what really happened on 9/11.
It's well documented that the Taliban was supported by the Clinton administration. They would never have formed a government had it not been for U.S. military aid.
9/11 skeptic Michelle Shusadovsky from a video featured at GorillaNews.com.
And that same organization supports the development of these terrorist organizations.
And while some skeptics resist the label of conspiracy theorist, others seek it out.
Welcome to Black Op Radio, the voice of political conspiracy research.
Black Op Radio is one of many forums for people like attorney Philip Berg. He filed a suit on behalf of a 9/11 family member, charging that the Bush administration should have known about the attacks and has covered up the truth.
Well, where's all the evidence from 9/11? The site was cleared, everything was taken to a landfill in New Jersey, and all the steel has now been shipped out to China. Where's the investigation?
The world of the skeptics is built on a mountain of facts and half-facts. Debris was carted off to a landfill, but so what? Does that mean that investigators are covering up evidence, as some claim, that the towers were demolished by explosives from within? Many skeptics assume that all unanswered questions lead to one conclusion. 9/11 was something the government could have stopped, but didn't. And now there's backing for that premise from an Academy Award-winning filmmaker. Michael Moore's film, Fahrenheit 9/11, asked whether members of the Bin Laden family were allowed to leave the U.S. despite a flight ban after 9/11.
All commercial and airline traffic was grounded.
But we had some airplanes authorized at the highest levels of our government to pick up Osama bin Laden's family members and transport them out of this country.
The 9/11 Commission tried to put that theory to rest, saying that those planes left after the ban was lifted and that family members were interviewed and cleared. Moore himself printed a clarification on his website saying he never claimed otherwise. But the film gave new life to a myth that had languished on countless skeptics' forums. The supply of theories is endless, to the point where skeptics often battle one another about which truth is being covered up. John Judge is with 9/11 Citizens Watch and has worked on alternative histories for years.
I've contested for a long time, for instance, a theory that's spread all over the Internet and even in a best-selling book saying that Flight 77 never hit the Pentagon. The plane doesn't fit in the hole, or the plane flew over the building, or something else hit the Pentagon, a missile, or there was a bomb. There's a lot of hard evidence, and I track some of it down, that 77 did in fact hit the Pentagon.
Maybe it's the wealth of evidence that helps create these multiple truths. The 9/11 Commission has wrestled with this problem. At a news conference last December, an unidentified journalist asked a typical skeptic's question, divided into many parts and practically groaning with details.
First of all, the FBI had 5 informants. We have all their names. It's pretty well documented. Second, the CIA had 2 cell phone numbers of Khaled Al-Midar and his buddy. And question number 3 is about the Pentagon. We had
Chairman Thomas Kane struggled to give this questioner his due.
We'd be obviously happy to have any materials you have, and kind of questions you ask will be an ongoing part of our investigation.
Many conspiracy theorists are convinced the commission is trying to shut down the investigation just when it's getting interesting. But that opinion is also held by many who are less than conspiratorial in their thinking. Mindy Kleinberg lost her husband in the World Trade Center and helped push for the creation of the commission as a member of the Family Steering Committee. She feels the commission will help spread conspiratorial thinking by refusing to deal with questions that she and others have posed.
If you don't give people the answers to these questions, you know, if you keep everything a secret, you allow for that kind of speculation, you know, which is pretty horrifying if you think that, you know, somebody here knew something and just allowed it to happen.
Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan is still a draw for tourists and for those with a personal connection to the attacks. Many agreed with Barbara O'Rourke, a visitor from Philadelphia, who says she does not believe the government knew about 9/11 or tried to cover up anything.
However, the information that I'm going to get now is absolutely going to be funneled by the media and the government. I don't think the American public or the average Joe ever knows the full truth. We know what they want us to know.
And that distrust guarantees the 9/11 report will not be the end of the story. Larry Abramson, NPR News.